From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're delighted that you have joined us for Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, as he brings the next portion of a message entitled Unfinished Business, part of this series in the book of Joshua. In chapter 13 and verse 1, the Lord declared that Joshua was old and stricken in years. Joshua had fulfilled his commission to conquer the land of Canaan. His work was done. Yet the Lord also said, There remaineth very much land to be possessed. This was the task of the children of Israel. As he applies this historical account to the present day, Dr. Cairns is pointing to the New Testament equivalent. We read in the Gospels that the Lord Jesus Christ finished the work of redemption on the cross. But the book of Acts underscores the unfinished work of the church to reach the world with the gospel. As Dr. Cairns has pointed out, the Christian life is meant to progress toward an ever fuller enjoyment of all that we have in Christ. Then it's also to be one of ever-growing usefulness for God. Every believer ought to be involved in some way in the task of evangelism. Yet many who should be mature in the things of the Lord are still babes spiritually. The answer is to pursue a deep and earnest prayer life coupled with a spiritual study of God's Word. In short, more likeness to Christ will lead to effective service for Him. Dr. Cairns will continue the message in a few minutes. First, please enjoy this devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Morning by Morning.
This morning's text comes from 1 John chapter 1 and verse 6. Fellowship with Him. When we were united by faith to Christ, we were brought into such complete fellowship with Him that we were made one with Him, and His interests and ours became mutual and identical. We have fellowship with Christ in His love. What He loves, we love. He loves the saints, so do we. He loves sinners, so do we. He loves the poor perishing race of man, and pants to see earth's deserts transformed into the garden of the Lord. So do we. We have fellowship with Him in His desires. He desires the glory of God. We also labor for the same. He desires that the saints may be with Him where He is. We desire to be with Him there too. He desires to drive out sin. Behold, we fight under His banner. He desires that His Father's name may be loved and adored by all His creatures. We pray daily, Let Thy kingdom come, and Thy will be done on earth, even as it is in heaven. We have fellowship with Christ in His sufferings. We are not nailed to the cross, nor do we die a cruel death. But when He is reproached, we are reproached. And a very sweet thing it is to be blamed for His sake, to be despised for following the Master, to have the world against us. The disciple should not be above his Lord. In measure we commune with Him in His labors, ministering to men by the word of truth and by deeds of love. Our meat and our drink, like His, is to do the will of Him who hath sent us, and to finish His work. We have also fellowship with Christ in His joys. We are happy in His happiness. We rejoice in His exaltation. Have you ever tasted that joy, believer? There is no purer, more thrilling delight to be known this side of heaven than that of having Christ's joy fulfilled in us, that our joy may be full. His glory awaits us to complete our fellowship, for His church shall sit with Him upon His throne as His well-beloved bride and queen.
Ding ding. that thou wouldst rend the heavens, breaking through the clouds of night, casting out the hosts of evil, setting all thy foes to flight. Rend the heavens, show thy presence, smile upon us, hide thy frown, grant us mercy, bless thy people. Rend the heavens, Lord, come down.
What is it that constitutes revival? Is it a week of special meetings held at a local church? Is it an organized effort at door-to-door evangelism? Certainly the greatest revival in the history of the Christian church took place on the day of Pentecost. Down through the centuries there have been remarkable visitations of God during which thousands were gloriously saved. Times such as the Protestant Reformation, the revivals in England and Wales under John Wesley and George Whitefield, the Great Awakening in America, associated with Jonathan Edwards, were times of genuine spiritual revival. The common factor in all of these events was an undeniable demonstration of the power of God rather than the ingenuity of man. In the early 1950s, such a revival occurred on the Isle of Lewis, one of the Hebrides off the west coast of Scotland. In the course of several years, hundreds of people were converted to Christ, and many churches had to be built to take care of them. Again, the Holy Spirit of God came down in power. The preacher during those days was the Reverend Duncan Campbell. Yet what took place on Lewis was not due to his pulpit skills, but to the overwhelming moving of God among the people. Strong men, hardened sinners who mocked the preacher, were suddenly struck to their knees under conviction of sin. Young people in a local dance hall left their frivolity and ran to the churches crying for mercy upon their souls. Let the Bible Speak is pleased to make available CD copies of the personal testimonies of people who came to salvation in Jesus Christ during those revival times on the Isle of Lewis. Also, we offer a CD containing Duncan Campbell's own account of that remarkable visitation by God. The CDs are $5 each, which includes postage and handling, or you may order both CDs for just $8. To obtain your own copy, you may simply send a check for either or both CDs, made out to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Just request the CDs of The Revival on the Isle of Lewis. If you wish, you may email ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. You will be greatly blessed as you listen to these accounts of the power of God at work.
We have dozens and scores of mighty promises and encouragements that tell us of the rightful position and power of the people of God at the throne of grace. Our right is to know the power of the Holy Spirit for service. Our right is to be filled with all the fullness of God, to be fruitful in all the work of God. That is territory that belongs to God's people. But yet, in many cases, what belongs to us is held from us by enemy occupation. There are people who are babes when they should be mature. As Paul told the Corinthians, I could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. Now, speaking to a babe can be a very enjoyable thing for a new parent. But when the time has come for the babe to grow up, what a heartbreak for the parent if he still must speak to it as a babe. I wonder if we could see as God sees how many grown-up babies we have in this and every church. Paul wrote to the Hebrews and told them one of the reasons for that. He said in chapter 5, verse 12, when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God. You become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. He goes on to talk about them not exercising themselves in the Word of God. Not exercising themselves in God's Word. Now, this, my friend, is something that every Christian needs to stop and take real deep thought about. What are the areas in my life that are supposed to be developments, but where there's stunted growth? What about my prayer life? What about my prayer life? What about that time every day when before God and His Word, getting this Word wrought into my soul, I lift up my heart to the throne of God? What about that time? I believe, I would to God I were wrong, but I believe we're living in a day when there are more spiritual babes in the pulpit and out of the pulpit in this area of personal prayer and the spiritual study of God's Word. And notice how I put it. I am very much aware that there are people who are academically brilliant, and they can study Greek, and they can study Hebrew, and they can study theology, and all those things have their place. But learning a bunch of technicalities is a far cry from the spiritual study and use of the Word of God. Is that area of your life yet largely in enemy hands? What about this matter of personal holiness, likeness to Jesus Christ? What about this matter of growing more like the Master in word, in thought, and in deed? Is that area of your life more in enemy hands than in yours? What about this power to serve? Isn't it a tragedy that if a preacher today talks about being filled with the Holy Ghost, he's likely to be put down as a charismatic? You're a Pentecostalist if you believe in being filled with the Holy Ghost. Well, let me tell you, I really don't care what anybody calls me. I was just thinking about this morning. I've been called a Roman Catholic. I don't think the Pope would quite agree with that. And that because I don't subscribe to certain crazy little doctrines that some groups believe. I've been called a Pentecostalist, even though theologically there's nobody further removed from Pentecostal theology. And I've been called a lot worse than that. But what does it matter? Does the Bible... Let me just rephrase that. Let's turn to the book of Acts. Any day you like, start reading in the book of Acts. Does the book of Acts refine of Christianity we know today, or does it not? And I defy any man anywhere to tell me that what we read in the book of Acts is mirrored by what we see in our living and in our churches today. In fact, this is the very, very reason why we have a charismatic movement. This is the only reason it could ever get off the ground. It's because of the absence of the real that you have men working up and manipulating people and events to produce a lookalike. But when you turn to the book of Acts and you read that Peter was filled with the Holy Ghost and what he went out and did, and again he was filled with the Holy Ghost, and when they prayed, the place wherein they prayed was shaken by the power of the Holy Ghost, and with great boldness gave the apostles witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and great grace was upon them all. When you read that the fear of them fell upon the unbelievers, that a great number of the priests who opposed them was converted and brought to the Savior, when you read of the unstoppable power of the gospel, then again ask yourself the question, is this the kind of power we know today? I don't think so. I've been rereading the story of the great 1859 revival in my homeland in Northern Ireland by a man who lived through it. Very interesting when one knows the places, and I can see in my mind the picture of the towns and the areas mentioned. And to read of the mighty sweeping power of the Holy Spirit of God, where people who came to mock were smitten, not by a preacher, but by God. When God took over whole communities, when crime was wiped out not by any social program, but by the power of soul-saving grace, when people were swept into the kingdom, my friend, that is the fullness of power. This is true then in the area of personal experience. But it's true also as far as the area of evangelism is concerned, that much land remains to be possessed. Tribes and nations remain to be evangelized. Those of the torchbearers or young people who saw the video of the Reverend Alan Dunlop's family visiting in Cameroon and through Central Africa, we'll remember the burden of the young Dunlops to go back to the southern part of the Cameroon, to a pygmy tribe of 30,000 people that have never once in their history ever had a preacher of the gospel. That's only one little tribe. How many times can that be multiplied around the world? Tribes to be evangelized. And perhaps the greater challenge, there are nations to be re-evangelized. The greatest mission fields in the world today are in the Western world. When you look at Europe, the cradle of Protestantism, Europe, the scene of one revival after another. Today, Europe is in the hand of the enemy, getting ready to crown the beast. Europe needs to be re-evangelized. It doesn't matter what country you look at in that great continent, the witness of the gospel is almost zero. You take England. There are a few people in England that have been faithful to Christ. But when I tell you that in this Sabbath day, between 95 and 98% of all the people of England will not be in any house of worship, Protestant, Roman Catholic, apostate, or Christian, you can see something of the heathenism of England. You take the land of Knox, Scotland, a small little land, insignificant on a map, but its influence for God has been almost without parallel. And yet today, when you go to the land of Knox, it's in the hand of the enemy. Wickedness and sin abound. Apostasy has practically throttled the witness of the church. And there are few who stand for God. And I tell you, it'll not be long unless God intervenes till you add America to that list. Still in the hand of the enemy.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.